I have been accused of being a liar in the last couple of days by Bathtub Boy. Now, what was funny about this is I did a My Word, and Bathtub, and in it, I accused Bathtub Boy over there on MSNBC, the Countdown Show.
Resign.
I accused him of lifting copy directly from Media Matters and sticking it in the teleprompter.
And what did he do?
Well, Media Matters called me a liar. He picked it right up and stuck it in the teleprompter and last night called me a liar. Media Matters for America is a left-wing website funded by George Soros, even though I get letters from him every day saying, no, we're not. No, we're not. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Or were, certainly at the start. And it's a Soros front, one of many. We got more on that later in the show. However, Media Matters has been calling me a liar, and then other people then call me a liar. They call O'Reilly a liar. And now they call Rush a liar. Now, the actual liar in this situation is Media Matters itself. And we have the proof. I mean, I have the proof a dozen different ways about me, but it's all pretty complex. This thing about Rush is really crystal clear. You can see how they lie. They lie sometimes with an outright misinterpretation of my words, and they'll transcribe it correctly, but say, see what he said? He means this. No, I didn't. In this case, they said Rush said something, posted an audio recording of it in a written transcript, and cut it off at the precise moment where the next thing he said proved them wrong. This is what you call lying by omission. Now, what this involves is, let's go back to Friday, September 21st. After the Rush Show was over, a guy named Jesse Macbeth, a former celebrated Iraq War vet who claimed he participated in Iraq War atrocities and was a member of anti-war groups, was sentenced for lying to the Veterans Administration about post-traumatic stress disorder and lying about being in Iraq. This Jesse Macbeth was lionized by the left because he was a soldier, came back from Iraq, told what really went on, which was that American soldiers were all Lieutenant William Calley, and we were committing me lies every day and killing people and so forth. Turns out, all lies. He'd never been in Iraq. Now, the next week, Tuesday, September 25th, Rush mentions Jesse Macbeth on the show. Remember, Jesse pleaded guilty to all this on the 21st of September 25th. Rush mentions it. And then on Wednesday, the 26th, Rush again brings up Jesse Macbeth in a discussion of so-called fake soldiers. That is, people who call my show or call other shows claim to be soldiers. They're really anti-war protesters in many cases. And, you know, tell us about awful things we're doing. And, you know, you got them on the phone, and it's hard to tell whether they're real or not. Media Matters ran what Rush said prior to bringing up the Jesse Macbeth example of fake soldiers and buries the Jesse Macbeth part, but says Rush is accusing soldiers who object to the war of being fake soldiers, phony soldiers. No, Rush was specifically talking about a particular one, Jesse Macbeth, who had pled guilty in court to lying about even being in Iraq. So here's how it went down. I'll play this bit, and you can hear what Media Matters posted of what Rush said, and then I'll play you the words that came next, the words that came right after they cut it off. And you will see because this is radio, you will hear the lie of omission by this Soros-backed group called Media Matters.
They had exactly what I'm going to play for you. This is Michael J. Fox all over again. Media Matters had the transcript, but they selectively choose what they want to make their point. Here is, it runs about 3 minutes and 13 seconds, the entire transcript in context that led to this so-called controversy. It's not possible intellectually to follow these people.
No, it's not. And what's really funny is they never talk to real soldiers.
they like to pull these soldiers to come up out of the blue and spout to the media.
The phony soldiers.
If you talk to a real soldier, they're proud to serve. They want to be over in Iraq. They understand their sacrifice, and they're willing to sacrifice for the country.
They joined to be in Iraq.
It's
frustrating and maddening, and it's why they must be kept in the minority. I want to thank you, Mike, for calling. I appreciate it very much. Here is a morning update that we did recently talking about fakes.
All right, it ended right there on the Media Matters transcript.
Right, that's where they ended it.
This is the part that they cut out. I mean, almost the very next words. They lifted out of it and stuck together, you know, the what sounded like the end of the interview and then Rush going on to another subject. In fact, they left out the following.
And they have their celebrities. One of them was Army Ranger Jesse McBeth. Now, he was a corporal. I say in quotes. 23 years old. What made Jesse McBeth a hero to the anti-war crowd wasn't his Purple Heart. It wasn't his being affiliated with post-traumatic stress disorder from tours in Afghanistan and Iraq. Though, what made Jesse McBeth, Army Ranger, a hero to the left, was his courage, in their view, off the battlefield. Without regard to consequences, he told the world the abuses he had witnessed in Iraq. American soldiers killing unarmed civilians, hundreds of men, women, even children. In one gruesome account, translated into Arabic and spread widely across the internet, Army Ranger Jesse McBeth describes the horrors this way. We would burn their bodies. We would hang their bodies from the rafters in the mosque.
Jesse McBeth, of course, was a complete and total phony. He was sentenced for lying to the VA about PTSD. He was sentenced to prison for lying about being in Iraq at all. He was a complete liar. By removing that piece of tape and this one as well.
Now, recently, Jesse McBeth, the poster boy for the anti-war left, had his day in court. You know what? He was sentenced to 5 months in jail and 3 years probation for falsifying a Department of Veterans Affairs claim and his Army discharge record. He was in the Army. Jesse McBeth was in the Army, folks. Briefly, 44 days.
All right. Now, it's quite clear if you listen to any of what came after the point where Media Matters cut off the tape, that when Rush was referring to phony soldiers, he was referring to those like Jesse McBeth who have actually been adjudicated as liars and who were telling tales of atrocities that are provable lies. Media Matters doubtless did not want to include the Jesse McBeth stuff because they were doubtless part of the left-wing organizations that went out and made Jesse McBeth into a hero, and it's embarrassing. So they cut it out. But the word went around that Rush was saying every soldier who does not toe the line and follow the press release statements and direction of their superiors is a phony soldier.